This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. China's consulate in the U.S. southwestern city of Houston, Texas, will have to shut down in 3 days after a U.S. order. Beijing condemns the order and threatens retaliation. The State Department spokeswoman, citing a need to protect American intellectual property and information amid a sharp deterioration in relations between the two countries. A source told Reuters China is considering closing the U.S. consulate in the city of Wuhan. Ties between the United States and China have become increasingly tense since the U.S. outbreak of the new coronavirus in Wuhan at the beginning of the year. As the COVID-19 crisis intensifies, face coverings will be mandatory in the locked-down Australian city of Melbourne beginning Wednesday. Residents can only leave their homes for work, study, exercise, and other essential business. Australia has had 12,428 confirmed coronavirus infections. 126 people have died. Global coronavirus infections surged past 15 million Wednesday, according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. In the United States, which has the highest number of cases in the world, with 3.9 million infections, President Donald Trump warned Tuesday, quote, "It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better." Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has again tested positive for the coronavirus. This after first testing positive just over 2 weeks ago. The Communications Ministry said Wednesday this was the third test the president has taken, and he at this point is still feeling well. If you'd like more on these or any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app.